Welcome to Reading Deeply, Fueling the Brain. I'm Tanya Vince, a lead for learning and teaching here at DSB1.
And I'm Erin, an instructional coach. We're excited to be back for another episode of our podcast series. Today, we're diving into the art of close reading, delving into the details, based on Know Better, Do Better, Comprehension, by David and Meredith Lieben.
Welcome back, Erin. Let's start by making sure that all of our listeners have an understanding of what close reading is. In the book, they state that it is a powerful instructional tool that encourages students to carefully attend to a text, reading it multiple times with different purposes. The goal is to extract as much meaning as possible while the teacher observes, facilitates, and provides coaching as needed. This chapter of the book is excellent at outlining the strategies for supporting close reading in the classroom.
One of the most effective ways to engage students in close reading is by using short texts, poems, book excerpts, or passages related to subjects like social studies or science. These allow for deep analysis and connect well with a broader text set, helping students build knowledge across multiple sources.
That's true. And last month, we focused on moving beyond a strategy of the week approach, and instead we explored the power of planned read-alouds to build comprehension. If you remember, we discussed how carefully selected high-quality texts, analyzing them beforehand, and establishing clear routines can guide student understanding. Close reading and read-alouds actually really complement each other beautifully. So while read-alouds provide an opportunity for that broad comprehension and discussion, closed reading really narrows the focus and allows for deep engagement with specific sections or paragraphs of text. So why not use both approaches within a text?
Yes, good point. And to support educators, we've created a reference document that outlines strategies for planning close reading lessons. It walks through selecting and preparing texts and structuring a lesson using a three-read approach. You can find the resource linked in this episode's resource page.
And to add to that, another valuable resource that aligns with this topic is the book Teaching Skills for Complex Text, Deepening Close Reading in the Classroom by Dr. Heidi Ann E. Mesmer. I referred to this book last month in the podcast, and currently I'm attending a book study through Onlit on it. It's just such an excellent book written by one of the experts in the field. Chapter 3 of this book focuses on using paragraphs for close reading. It emphasizes selecting passages with a cohesive meaning, systematic repetition of information within that paragraph, and connected ideas as well within that paragraph. This structure makes it easier for students to identify a big idea within a text. So rather than analyzing an entire book or a picture book, breaking down that text into a smaller, more digestible chunk really reduces the cognitive load and makes comprehension much more manageable for our students. But as the author points out, summarization is a skill that needs to be explicitly taught and scaffolded for our students.
That's interesting. Does Dr. Mesmer explain or give ideas on how to teach summarization?
Yes, she does. And she suggests that a great way to introduce summarization is through topic sentences. So one strategy is an oral expansion game where you start with a general statement and have students generate supporting ideas. This helps them see how details build a central idea. So Erin, let's play this game. If I say, I love March break, can you expand this idea by providing some reasons, ideas, or explanations for that sentence?
Sure, it would be easy for this topic. I love March break because I can spend time with my family. I can read so many books. I love to ski, and we often go to Quebec to ski during March break.
Thanks, those are perfect reasons and help build that topic sentence. So from here, students can practice identifying topic sentences in paragraphs. You can have a topic sentence hunt where you provide a paragraph and the students have to find the topic sentence. And then eventually have them write their own topic sentences by analyzing a set of related sentences and forming a general statement. So it's the opposite of that game that we played together, Erin. So you would start by giving the reasons, and then the students create a topic sentence. So on top of these ideas, Dr. Mesmer's book also provides step-by-step approaches for scaffolding comprehension skills and guiding students towards identifying a text's main idea. That's the next step. So if you're looking to deepen close reading practices in your classroom, even if you're just starting, it's a highly recommended resource. I really recommend this resource for you.
The Knowledge Matters campaign is another fantastic resource. It reviews curricula through the lens of building knowledge in literacy instruction and offers recommendations. One of the programs highlighted is Bookworms K-5, a free resource from Open Up Resources. While some of the historical content is American, many of the units align with Ontario's science and language curricula. Bookworms has structured lessons, guiding questions for second reads, and vocabulary and writing assignments to support deeper engagement with texts. It's a great option for teachers looking to implement close reading strategies in a structured way.
Thanks, Erin. I will definitely check out those resources.
We've now reached the end of the section of the book that focuses on reading. Next month, we'll explore the connection between reading and writing and discuss how the two support each other in meaningful ways. There are some fantastic ideas in this next section that we know you'll find valuable.
So as we conclude, one key theme in this book really stands out. It is of utmost importance, and it is the importance of fostering curiosity in our students. Our goal above all is to help them develop a genuine love for reading, confidence in reading, which leads to deeper engagement and learning.
And now, to close out today's episode, we're thrilled to welcome some special guests, students from New Liskeard Public School. Welcome. Hi, Alyssa. Can you tell me what you like about reading?
I like how the plot will be like lots of details, and like the narrator would like give details about the main character or the characters that are in the book.
Okay, and can you also tell me what's your favorite genre? What type of books do you like to read best?
Wings of Fire, the chapter books, and the graphic novels. They're really good.
Okay, so like fantasy, would you say, is your favorite genre? Okay, thank you. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi.
Can you tell me what you like about reading?
I like how the plot will be like lots of details, and like the narrator would like give details about the main character or the characters that are in the book.
Okay, and can you also tell me what's your favorite genre? What type of books do you like to read best?
Wings of Fire, the chapter books, and the graphic novels. They're really good.
Okay, so like fantasy, would you say, is your favorite genre? Okay, thank you. Hi, Allison. So what types of books do you like to read the best?
I like Bean and Ivy.
And why do you like Bean and Ivy?
Because there's Bean and she's very naughty.
What types of things does she do?
She likes to be like Al 7 on a TV show. She makes floods. She drives her sister crazy too.
Okay. And do you like that because it's funny?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much to our students from NLPS for joining us today. It was so nice to hear about how you love reading. We truly hope that this enjoyment of reading lasts throughout your lives. Throughout our podcast and throughout our episodes, we have been interviewing teachers and experts in the field, but we felt that it was important to hear about enjoyment of reading from the mouths of our students. That is the crux of what we are trying to develop. That's a wrap for this episode of Reading Deeply, Fueling the Brain. Be sure to check out the resource that goes with this episode and join us next month as we explore the reading-writing connection. We are looking forward to joining you next month for our final episode in this podcast series. Thanks for tuning in, and as always, keep fueling that reading brain.